Okay, I'm here. This is the right place. What date is it? No, please don't freak out. I'm here to help you. Great. I didn't overshoot. Fantastic. No, I'm not wearing a bodysuit. This is cryofoam, a type of insulating plastic. That thing on my wrist? This is a Zephyr Science portable wormhole device. It looks for loops and fractures within the time-space continuum, and utilizes it to time travel. Yeah, I'm from the future. God, that sounds weird. Wow, you look just like when we first met. I mean, of course this is your first time seeing me, but it's the last time I will be seeing you. Okay. I have a lot to tell you, so get ready. I'm your future wife, and I came back to save your life. I can't tell you the details, otherwise you might do something stupid to mess up the timeline. Listen, it's all extremely delicate, time and space. You can only make changes before big event junctions. If you try to change the future in any other way, shit hits the fan. I don't know for sure. We might get stuck in a time loop. Time might fracture and stop. I don't want to find out. The important thing is, you're going to have to do exactly what I say. Okay? You see, you're about to be introduced to me via a mutual friend in 2 weeks. We'd hit it off brilliantly and fall in love like never before. It's all so sweet and lovely, and we'd get married in a few years. Everything would go on as normal, and you'd get a big promotion, and we moved to a new city. But for reasons I can't tell you, something terrible happens, and I lose you. I can still remember you dying in my arms. You'll have a lot of questions about the next part, but the only way to save yourself is to avoid meeting me in 2 weeks' time. Our marriage was partially the reason why you died. Not that I murdered you or anything, it's just a freak accident. So for the love of God, please say no to meeting me in 2 weeks. I know it's awful, getting told by the love of your life you need to avoid it to save yourself. No, you can't. This is the last junction in the timeline. You have to make this decision, now or never. I know it's fucked up, right? I travel back in time to warn you. You stop yourself from dying, which means I won't travel back in time to warn you. It's a classic paradox, but it cancels each other out in a parallel universe. Since you made that decision here, I'd go back in time and you'll never see me again. No, nothing will happen to me. I'm the one with all the gadgets and who actually knows how time travel works. It's just, there's one tiny thing. If you don't meet me, you're changing my past. And I'll notice that when I go back to the future, my memories would alter themselves to conform with the timeline. In short, present me would have my memories wiped if you don't meet me. I'll forget all about you and all the amazing times we had together. Our first date, our wedding, that time at the water park. Shit, you have no idea what I'm talking about, right? Here, let me show you some pictures. Yeah, that's a smartphone. You're probably not used to this at all. You see that? We were so goofy on that beach trip. And this one, you have to see this. I can't believe how you missed that. Here, that's our wedding. The whole event cost an arm and a leg. It's worth it, though. Oh, look how passionate you are when kissing me. You don't have those feelings for me now, I know. Oh, that's actually exactly what you would say. I'm sorry. I had to do this. I miss you way too much. You know how awful it is for me to deal with your death? How devastated and heartbroken I am. You were everything to me. God, your tongue, it's exactly how I remembered. No, I promise I won't do anything. I just want to look and feel your body for the last time before I go. The tunnel can only last a few hours before it collapses, so I need to get going once the wormhole device is charged. I hope I'm not too old for you to find this disturbing. We're supposed to be the same age, but I'm 8 years older than you. Oh, thanks. I'm not sure if I'd be flattered or offended that you won't be able to tell old me from young me. Actually, while the time machine charges, why don't I show you what you will be missing in our marriage? You see, the main selling point of cryoform is that it adapts to external temperatures, and you can wear it anywhere, any time in the year. But to do so, it also has to wrap around my body tightly, which really highlights my curves. I've noticed how you can't take your eyes off my tits ever since I teleported in your house. It's okay. Don't be embarrassed. You're allowed to stare at them. We're married, remember? I bet you want a better view. Let me just take it off. You picked this lingerie for me as a gift. You're glad Fiji you made that choice, right? You've got an instant heart on. Feel my body. Run your hands down my back. You'd marry this woman any day, right? Oh, God. It's been so long since I had your cock inside me, babe. But I'll never forget what it looks like. What it tastes like. You see, the best thing about fucking you is that you have no idea how good I know you. You have no idea how much experience I have from fucking you. This is your favorite, right? Teasing the tip with my tongue. Oh, I miss this so fucking much. I miss the taste. Those moans of pleasure when I do this with my tongue. The way it feels in my mouth. Fuck, the shape is exactly how I remember it. Yeah, hold on my head, babe. I want to taste every inch of you. See, If it's perfectly down my throat, like a mold. No, I wasn't so good at giving head at first. But you told me exactly what I need to do. And now you get to review the results before you even train me. I can tell you're close, but I still have something more to show you. Here, grab and feel my ass and pussy. Tell me how you want me. Of course you went for doggy style. It's always been your favorite, huh? God, fuck. You feel so natural inside me. Tease the nipple. Oh, I know you love playing with them. Oh, fuck. Do you like me looking over my shoulder? Oh, fuck, baby, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. As you palm me from behind. Fuck. Oh my god. Hurt it, babe. There's no need to be gentle. Oh, fuck. I know how you like it. Oh. You know, we never got to have a baby. So it'd be great if you could fuck one right inside of me now. Yes, yes. I saved your life. Are you gonna show me how much you appreciate me? Yeah, just like that. Fuck, my pussy was made to take your cock. Yeah. You better come inside me, okay? Yes, I want you filling me up with your seed. I want you to come inside me so bad. Yes, yes, that's it, baby. Come inside me. Oh my god. Fuck. That was amazing. Let me clean you up. I know you love this. Oh, I love the taste of both me and you together. It's so good. I want to get every little bit. Whatever didn't get in my pussy goes in my mouth. I know your tip is just so sensitive after sex. I love it. Let me get dressed so your cum doesn't leak out. I'm really sorry, but I need to get going before the tunnel collapses. Make sure to avoid meeting me, okay? What? That's crazy. You have no idea what you're talking about. Actually, that wouldn't break continuity. When the tunnels open, anything can travel through. I suppose since I'm getting my memory wiped either way, I could take you back with me. Quick, get your belongings. Things like birth certificate, diploma, and driver's license. Things that prove you for who you are. Your family and friends would think that you've been missing for the past 8 years, and the police would start an investigation. Kidnapped by his time-traveling wife. Case closed. You've got everything? Okay, baby. Now, hold on to me tightly. Trust me, you're gonna love the future. There's so many inventions in technology. I already made some tapes explaining to myself who you are after the memory change. I did because I didn't want future me to forget about you. But now it's useful to explain how a stranger's living in my house. Yeah, that'll be the tough part. You telling an amnesiac about our marriage which never happened. You could use all the pictures as evidence. I still have time to show you around the house before the memories wipe out themselves. I can't believe you thought of this. We're gonna stay married and alive after all. I mean, some things would be different, like how I'd be forever 8 years older than you. I'll turn the power up to accommodate both of us. Now, put your hand on the screen. Okay, now hold on to me and don't ever let go. You might feel dizzy if it's your first time. What am I even saying? Of course, you've never time traveled before. Welcome to the future, husband.